Welcome back to The Record on KUOW Seattle. I'm Bill Radke. Right now, I'm sitting across from my coworker, Jeannie Yandel, who I've worked with off and on for, what, 15 years?
15, 16 years,
yeah,
something like
yeah.
that.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi.
You and I have never talked about our salaries. It just didn't come up in our years of chit-chat.
Nope, yeah. Never once.
Well, let's talk about money. Jeannie's the co-host of a new podcast from KUOW, along with her co-host, Eula Scott-Bino. Hi, Eula.
Hey, how are you?
Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you, too.
You and I have never been co-workers.
But in a way. I feel like we're in the same building, so that counts as, like, we know the experience of parking.
Indeed.
Take
we have that in common. And this podcast is called Battle Tactics for Your Sexist Workplace, which you came out in the episode and you say, your workplace is sexist.
Yeah.
Even if it's, what did you say, even if it's not
even if it's not visible.
Not visible, and even if you work for yourself.
It's true.
Yeah, as
I mean,
you do.
I do. And I know that it's hard because one of the things as we talk about as women and as people, right, is pay, and we know that there are differences. And even working for myself, I have to figure out my rate, right? Yeah. And often my rate is something that it's hard to find because as a woman of color, I don't know where to start looking first.
Yeah. That's the topic of the first episode of the podcast is let's talk about the gender pay gap and other pay gaps, and let's talk about money. Why do we not talk about money in the workplace? We talk about a lot of stuff that's not just about our work.
Yeah. I mean, where do we start? Like, I was definitely told when I was a kid not to talk about money, right? You don't talk about money. You don't talk about politics. You don't talk about religion.
Yeah. I can remember asking my mom once, you know, Mom, like, how much you make? And she was very upset with me for even asking.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
She was so offended that I would even want to know.
Yeah.
Same. Age and salary, not options for conversation in the house as well.
Yeah.
And also, it's a good thing to keep us all a little bit more hush-hush about how much we make. Because then if we found out how much we all might make, we might come together and decide that we're not getting paid enough, right?
Do you think that's more intentional on the part of employers? It's not just a cultural, you know, squeamishness?
Well, it's hard to say whether there's anybody sort of twisting their mustache out there saying, we're going to make sure nobody talks about their salary. But certainly the discomfort we have can be helpful, right? I mean, you know, you and I, Bill, work for a public agency, so our salary information is actually public. But
yes,
that's not the case for everybody. Like, there are companies here in Seattle that don't have to publish their salary data, which means that employees don't know what they make compared to their fellow employees unless they ask.
Right.
Yeah. Scary.
Why do you think it is so scary? Besides, like, we've said our parents discouraged it, but why is that so hard to get beyond?
I think because our parents are such big influences in all of our lives, right? Yeah. And they tell us things typically with that hold very much like all the weight, right? When your mom says something like, you don't talk about it, you think, oh, she knows what she's talking about, so I'm just going to follow suit. Mm-hmm. And so it's interesting to kind of be trying to rework that mindset that conversation I had with my mom was probably, you know, 15 years ago. And so now I'm finally thinking like, okay, I need to be saying how much I make. I need to be asking how much people make, because if I have no understanding, I have nowhere to build on.
Right. Yeah. And there's another episode where we go into the ideal worker and sort of the myth of the ideal worker. And one of the things about the ideal worker is we keep our work lives and our home lives separate. So when we have learned about talking about money, we learn how to do it in the home, right? We talk about home finances, bills,
sure,
stuff like that. But that's a separate sphere than work. So there's also this other weird wall erected because of the notion of the ideal worker, that we keep those two places separate.
And
even
how
though
does
they're
this,
totally not.
Right. How does this dynamic perpetuate the pay gap we started with?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. So,
yeah.
So the reason why it perpetuates the pay gap is because if we don't know what we're looking at, we can't narrow it down.
Right.
And so the more we don't bring up the fact that, like, my number is really 54 cents on a white man's dollar, because I'm not only just a black woman, but I'm a mother, right?
Right.
And people who have children are usually looked down as being somehow less dedicated, even though they have more reason to make a paycheck. The oddity of that.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, that's one part of it. But if we don't know where to start, I mean, you can look, you know, we look at this as a huge national problem, which it is, and there are policies to try and figure it out. But if we also just don't know what it looks like with the person next to us in the cubicle and why it's like that, how do you even make small changes within workplaces, right? Within companies. And, you know, so that's one of the ways it gets perpetuated. You can't even make small change because you don't really know what you're dealing with.
And because 54 is very different from 77.
It is.
Yes, it's not just a gender pay gap. There are pay gaps. Will you fill people in about that?
Yeah. Go for it, Jeannie.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, we all, and we've reported this on KUOW, a woman makes 78 cents to a man's dollar or 80 cents to a man's dollar. But that's an average of a whole bunch of different gaps together. So, you know, before I had a daughter, I made, according to all of the research out there, 84 cents to a white man's dollar. That's significantly different than what Eula made based on what we know from national research, right? Eula made 63 cents.
Before a child.
So why aren't we talking about the people who make the least amount of money? Why aren't we solving those problems first? That's going to benefit me. That's going to benefit you. It's going to benefit everybody in the room if we close the biggest gaps first. But we don't talk about it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And you talk in the episode, did you say that black women overall make more money than black men? Did I get that right? There was the
white women do. I make more money than black men do.
Yes. Yep. Yes. Thank you. White women make more money than black men. So it's not necessarily a across gender.
Right.
Multiple factors.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Play. Yeah. When we talk about how like the challenge of if a black man makes less than a white woman and then a black woman's 54 cents has, or my 54 cents has to go a lot further.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So we're uncomfortable talking about money, but if we don't, it's hard to make change.
Yes.
So how are you saying, what are my battle tactics? How are we shifting the culture?
Mm-hmm. Tactics are our favorite.
They really are.
Yeah. So one of the things that one of our guests told us, which I think blew both of our minds, is you can practice negotiating, which is another thing that is sort of ingrained in our culture, right? Like we have to negotiate for salary. Eula has to negotiate for her freelance rates.
It's true.
So negotiating stinks. Nobody enjoys it. Some of us are socialized not to negotiate. But you can practice. You can practice on your cable company. You can practice on your cell phone company. You can practice with your credit card companies. Ask for a better interest rate, right? Ask for a better monthly rate. They could say no, but it's a pretty low stakes way to practice negotiating. So you're not just in a room with your boss being like, oh God, how do I make this argument? How do I make this argument?
And I liked the question, am I getting the best rate?
Yes.
Because it's not even an argument. That's a yes or no that if they're honest, starts you in a different mental place for the conversation you're about to have.
Yeah,
yes.
Totally.
Yes.
Another good one, I don't think this one made the show actually, was the idea of making a folder of your wins.
Oh my gosh.
Right? So when you're having real successes at work and you know that you're going to be having to negotiate and having to go into those conversations with your boss, instead of going in kind of blindly or, you know, with your own baggage of, did I do so great this last year? Throughout that year, making a little bit of a folder where you put all of these wins every time someone complimented your work, every time you got some kind of a little award. So that way, when you go into the next negotiations, you can back your number are your hopes and your dreams of pay with actual like markers of success.
Yes. Yeah. Did your you documentation.
Did you say you were socialized not to do those things? What do you mean?
So there has been research that to indicate, for example, that if a job listing doesn't explicitly say salary is negotiable, men by and large will still negotiate. This was a massive study out of Harvard Business School. Women won't. It won't even occur to them to negotiate because that's not really a skill that and I don't want to generalize, but many women don't sort of grow up knowing I can just keep asking for what I want. I can just keep pushing for what I want.
Yeah, and challenging men, right?
Right. Yeah. So, and that was just one piece of research pointing to the fact that, you know, some of us are better suited for asking what we want repeatedly, others of us less so, which also perpetuates this thing. So many things perpetuate it.
So if I'm an employer and I want to pay my workers, if I want to pay my workers as little as the workers will agree to, why would I advertise, please feel free to negotiate?
Right.
But
right.
You're kind of suggesting that employers do that.
Well, it's again, you know, so this is another sort of surprise thing that we've learned making this podcast, I guess, is that, you know, it's really hard to say that there's one person twirling their mustache who is evil, who is sort of plotting all of these things in a very conscious way. A lot of employers may not even be aware of this. You know, there are employers here in Seattle who recently decided not to ask new hires for their past salaries because they don't want to use that past salary information to decide what they should be paid now. This also perpetuates the pay gap. And it's not because before people were trying to be evil and pay people less. People just didn't, nobody realized it. But we have all of this social science research saying, oh, we've been making mistakes for years. We have to make some like big system changes here.
And there are benefits to people being like having more like transparent pay too, right?
Yes, absolutely.
What are those studies? Because I feel like you know these on the dot.
I mean, you know, one of the benefits of having more transparent pay means that when you have conversations about what the budget looks like, you have employees who are more on board with what's happening because everything feels more transparent,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
So that's just one benefit that can really help employers.
Jeannie Yandel and Eula Scott Bino are looking for your battle tactics, right? You're soliciting.
Yes.
for this podcast, KOW podcast, Battle Tactics for Your Sexist Workplace. So someone wants to contact you right now. They're listening. What should they do?
Ooh, they can email us at btsw@kuow.org. They can hop on social media and use the handle BTSW podcast. Those are just two ways to get a hold of us.
And if you're listening and you're thinking, like, maybe they're not talking about my work, we are.
Yes,
every
we
workplace
are.
Is sexist. We're sure of it.
Eula Scott Bino, Jeannie Yandel, the BTSW is for the new podcast, Battle Tactics for Your Sexist Workplace. And you can suit up for that battle on the KOW app or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks to the both of you. Good to see you.
Thanks so much, Bill.
It's The Record on KOW. We'll be right back.